Paul and Griff show. You got myself, Paul.
You got myself, Griff.
And we are diving deep into Project 99. As obviously people know, we're looking at all the films from 1999. Not all the films, Jesus Christ. Most of the films from 1999 are going to be the greatest year in film. We have a ranking system, soundtrack, plot originality, longevity, cast, and the genre bonus. We've been having a system. We've been doing it for weeks now. But there was a bunch of films that we reviewed before in the archive, dissecting or doing all the other ones. We had loads of things going on, but there's loads of reviews there. We've got a whole bunch of films that were in 99 that obviously we can't talk about again in the full episode because we already discussed them. So we just need to run them all down and get involved in this list.
Yeah, I need to give them a score. And
so makes
see
sense.
Where they,
I feel like I lost myself
they,
a bit.
Yeah, I think you recovered.
It's a little pressure.
I think you recovered. there's some films like in the archives before Project 99 was a thing. So when we score these, like, do go back and listen to them, and hopefully, it echoes what we're about to say.
Exactly.
We have done 13 official Project 99 films, and got another four to add. Before we unveil them,
yeah,
who do you reckon is a bit more generous with their points?
You. Without a shadow of a doubt, it's you.
More than likely. So over 13 films, you've given out 188 points.
Oh, wow.
And me, even though, yes, I am more generous, not as generous as I thought, 198. I'm only 10 ahead of you.
That's not too bad, actually.
Only 10 ahead of you. So, soundtracks-wise, you give 32. 32 points you've given out.
Yeah.
I've given out 40. That's obviously... I'm trying to think of anything we're really close with. Plot originality, I've given 41. You've given 42. That's quite close. That's quite close. Longevity, 35 for you. 37 for me. That's pretty there or thereabouts. Cast, 42. And 44. A genre bonus, which can be crazy. 37. And 35. Yeah,
they're actually not that bad, to be fair.
I think soundtrack is the main one that I kind of pull away a little bit, but
that's just because he gave Cruel Intentions about 300 stars.
It's because it's an amazing soundtrack. We're slap bag at the bottom currently is Office Space.
Yeah.
We as a gathering at 17. Wild Wild West, 18. Human Traffic with 23. Bone Collector also with 23. End of Days, 27. Never Been Kissed, 27. The Mummy, 32. 10 Things I Hate About You, 34. Cruel Intentions, 34. Man on the Moon, 35. Deep Blue Sea, 36. Big Daddy, 39. And at the moment, not supposed to talk about it, but Fight Club. He's standing tall with 40. But we got these extra four films. Ain't no these are some heavy hitters.
This could shake the system.
This could shake the system. These are big films. And if I remember, we did enjoy, we did enjoy them all. So we've got Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
Got The Matrix.
Yeah.
Got Toy Story 2. And we've got Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. All of those are in the archives. We had a little chat about it. But, we got to score these bad boys.
American Woman, with me,
yeah. Oh, spoiler. He likes the soundtrack. Spoiler. Where do you want to...
I don't mind. We can start with Blair Witch Project if you want.
Yeah, Blair Witch Project is a fair place to start. So yeah, we did this quite a while back during our dissection days. Got a great intro from Charles Whitmore. Yeah, a lot of fun doing this. Yeah, trying to think back at it. You made a valid point, which kind of changed my score off air. Soundtrack. Do you want to lead the way? Soundtrack.
Yeah, I mean, soundtrack. I went for 0 stars,
which is
just because there's not a soundtrack.
There isn't, and there's not even a score.
And it's going. I know, obviously, it wouldn't add anything to this film. It's found footage film.
Mm.
You know, it's super important and all that. But I can't give it a score because it would just be a lie. With our scoring system, it has to fail.
Yeah, very, very, very true. Very true. We are in agreement. I did score it. I think I had it as a 2, but you made a very valid argument. And, knocked it down to a 0. Plot originality, you're not going to knock me down on this. I gave it a 5. Huge original. There may have been other found footage before this, but I don't know if it existed. This is, I think, the first big screen found footage film, and I can't not give it a 5.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the Cannibal is the first found footage film, but this is the second sort of major hit. This one that led to it sort of really picking up again and becoming like a thing. I gave it a 5 as well. If I could give it a 6, I would.
Could give it a 6, I would. You heard it here first, people.
But I can't. Yeah, I do think it's extremely original. Like I said, it's extremely straightforward and simple, but it's also not straightforward and simple because it's so hard to sort of do it all at the same. And even we discussed it on the episode, but the marketing behind it, actually having these actors and that disappear and not be seen to do interviews and that, which is also clever, the documentary before, everything was so original. And they broke the, it was, 5, easy 5.
Because of what you've just said, I gave longevity a 3. Mainly because I think if someone watched it today, it doesn't have the same effect. Back then, people really thought this was real. Really, kind of, as you say, the marketing. And obviously, if someone watched this today, just out of the blue and just turned it on, I don't think it would have the same appreciation levels, which is why I gave it a 3.
Yeah, no, I get that. I mean, I went for a 4. Because I believe if you watch this in a dark room, it can still shit you up. It's still got a bit about it.
Yeah.
And I still believe whether you see it once, 1,000 times, even though people have watched it in super slow motion, you know, the footage doesn't actually exist, I reckon you'll still be looking past the trees for something that's not there. And for that, I would give it I give it a 4 because there is something always eerie about this.
That's a solid. Cast I really struggled with. But I think I literally resounded on a 4. There could have been people that did it better. There could be people do it a lot worse. I don't know. But I feel I gave it a 4. They all did great. There isn't a lot of cast, obviously. There's only 3 of them with the odd cameo. I gave it a 4, which I think is solid enough.
Yeah, no, I went for a 4 with a cast, because you can't really list names to be in it. Like I said, I could list like you to be in it, but even that wouldn't work for me because I know you. But you have to pick someone that you didn't know. I didn't know these. It works. They were believable. They were annoying at the right places. You felt for them at the right places. So, yeah, solid 4.
Sounds good. Again, the general awareness was obviously scary. I gave it a full 5. Shit scary. If you watch it in the right environment and if you... It's not something to have on in the background. You need to concentrate and this will kind of scare the shit out of you. I give it 5.
Yeah, I went for a four with the scares. Really enjoyed it. I mean, obviously it is all in your head, kind of like I said on the original show, you sort of create the deaths, you create the scares, you create the identity of the killer. It's very much like a role play in your head of what everything looks like, which can be more dangerous with a horror. But I do think like a foot or a glimpse of something at the end as a payoff would have probably tipped it over, but it's probably stronger without it. So yeah, four.
Perfect. We'll save the scores.
Yeah, we'll do a whole rundown at the end. Doing a rundown.
Surprise. Let's go on to let's go to Toy Story 2.
Not random me.
Yeah, soundtrack. I gave it a three. Apart from the song you sang just then, or tried to sing. it's obviously that was from the first film. I know you've got like Woody's Roundup. Come on, I gave it a two.
Three a minute ago.
I'm sorry, I wasn't giving it a three, and now I've talked myself out of it.
It's sentence, you fucked it. You done one version of Woody's Roundup, man. Yeah, so you're out.
That's it, Woody's Roundup, and that. No, we'll give it a three. I will give it a three because the score does have a score, and it is all happy and pleasing. Yeah, I gave it a three. I'm not going to give it any more than that.
I gave it a three. It's not a soundtrack I'd buy, but I feel like the soundtrack complements the movie really well. So I think it's solid from that sense. So I think three is fair.
Cool. Plot originality. I gave it a four, mainly because it's a sequel. So it can't be that original, which obviously spoiler for Austin Powers. But apart from that, it's a great plot. Very lot of fun. Obviously, in the first film, it's all about Buzz. This is more about Woody and Buzz trying to save Woody, whereas the first one, it kind of tipped on its head and got introduced to new characters. And I think a four is fair.
Yeah, I mean, I went for a four. My reasoning is not so much the originality part, because obviously it is a sequel, but I think the plot part, like you said, the story's pretty strong. It is enjoyable. And I think that's what tipped it for me to make it a solid four.
Perfect. Cast as well gave a four.
And longevity.
Sorry, I just get longevity. Okay, sorry. Longevity, I gave a four. No, oh, spoiler for cast. Longevity four, I think it's aged very well. I don't think it's kind of... Obviously, with some animation, I think if you watch something like Monsters, Inc. now with the hairs and all that, but Toy Story is pretty straightforward, and I think it's aged fine.
Yeah, I went for a four. Similar reasons. It's a story film, but I don't think it's necessarily a story-driven film. Like, you watch it because it's just a fun film, not necessarily because you want to see who's going to be all right. After, like, the second viewing, do you know what I mean? When you watch the future and all that. So I think it's just a fun film. If it's on, you'll leave it on in the background. But it works. Cast, I went for four. I think the voices and everything are spot on, really.
And like the additions with old Jesse and obviously the toy, Al's toy barn, which is obviously the guy from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, and if I'm honest, I probably could have done a five. I don't know what I'm actually holding back for, but I went for a four.
I went for a four. During a bonus for this in Austin Powers, we kind of did like sequel magic. Like, has it captured the magic, and I think it has. I think it built on it, and some would say they prefer Toy Story 2 to Toy Story 1, depending on who you ask. I think it's a great sequel, and I gave it a five.
I went for a four again. I think it's an amazing sequel. Like I said, it does massively rival the first. Again, I don't know what's holding it back from it. I think the fact that everything just was obviously original in the first one with all the characters and all that. So there was expectation rather than excitement, I think, for the second one.
Yeah.
So it just tips it. But four or five, I think, are both justifiable.
Perfect. We move on to Austin Powers, That's Why You Shagged Me. Soundtrack, I gave a 4. I think it's a great soundtrack. Obviously, you sung Only American Woman, you've got Beautiful Stranger, and you've also got some of Dr. Evil songs. Just the two of us, we could make it. Yeah, I gave it a 4. I really enjoy the soundtrack.
I gave it a 4. I think the soundtrack's probably the strongest thing about this movie. And it's all downhill from here.
Plot originality, I gave it a 3. Obviously it's a sequel. Obviously it's when it comes to originality, there's so many James Bond kind of digs and jokes and stuff like that. I gave it a 3.
I went for a 2 with this. Obviously, like you said, the James Bond and that, but also ripping off the original one. They went for a lot of the same jokes and stuff like that. I understand it was a thing of the times, but I just don't think it really progressed. I mean, apart from like Mini Me, but yeah, 2.
Oh.
Mini Me's the reason I got a 2.
Oh, rest in peace. Rest in peace. So, third try. Longevity. I gave it a 3. There's some bits that haven't aged incredibly well, but it's still kind of enjoyable. But yeah, and I think if you watched it today, I don't think people know who Jerry Springer. What Jerry Springer was massive. Like there's so many in jokes at the time, which obviously. Is different now, so that was my argument for giving it a 3.
I went for a 2 for similar reasons. I mean, we discussed on the episode this was very meant to time stamp the 60s, but it actually time stamped the 90s, early 2000s,
yeah,
you know, because of all the bits they do have on there. It's not a film I ever reach for, it's not of a film if I see it's on, I go, oh wow. It just,
I think I acknowledge it a bit more than you. Cast, I gave it a 4. I think the cast are great. One of the things that literally does kind of goes very well. I think they all do a banging job. I gave it a 4. And I prefer Heather Graham to Elizabeth Hurley.
You get nervous every time I line up to do my ones.
I do. I'm waiting for
the cast, I went for 3. I felt Heather Graham had a blinder. It was a massive part of this film. Really enjoyed it. Apart from that, you're pretty much the same guy playing all the roles. So it's kind of hard to really go past it. We did well, but he played all the main characters. So you could argue about him, there'd be nothing. But yeah, 3.
That's fair enough. And John, a bonus, obviously sequel magic. I gave it 4. I think it's better than the better than the first one. I really enjoy it. I remember seeing it at the cinema. I don't know. I think it's got really fun. If I go to watch any of them, I'll watch number 2. So I gave it a 4.
I went for a fart. No, I went for went for a 2. Unfortunately, I didn't hate it. I don't hate it at all. It's my thing is like it's just with the scoring system. It's just, it's just rough. It, like I said, it probably is better than the second, but I don't know. It just depends. Austin Powers one of these ones like you can catch it some days, but the other day it does nothing for you. When I was sort of watching bits back for this, it just did nothing for me. Any of the bits, so it's just fallen into. An unloving Austin Powers week for me, unfortunately. So I guess 2.
The podcaster who shagged him over. The score's a lot in. I don't. There'll be a movie out there soon. Probably of it. Then go to The Matrix. Wow. Big hitter. soundtrack. Number four, things are banging soundtrack. Rage Against the Machine, Prodigy, the score as well was amazing. I don't know why I talked myself out of giving it a five because I didn't think it was as good a soundtrack as Big Daddy and Cruel Intentions, which is my reason for giving it a four, even though I'm still like arguing myself. But I don't think it needs the points, so I'll give it a four.
Soundtrack, I did go for a five.
Oh.
These are my bands, Rage Against the Machine, all that. These are people that I will, paid to watch in concert. These are all my bands. This is very much a me soundtrack. So yeah, it's a heavy hitter.
Do you ever watch Strictly Come Dancing?
On the occasion, yeah.
You know how Craig's really like never brings up the 10. Do you know this is your first five in the soundtrack category?
Oh really?
This is your first five.
There you go. See, it makes it better, though, doesn't it? If I throw it out willy nilly,
Matrix have brought out the big guns in you. Plot originality, number five. Never seen anything like it. I don't think the world has seen anything like it. The technological stuff they used in the film was way ahead of its time. The fact that this film is the same year of some of the films we've covered. With the exception of The Mummy, because that's really good, like special effects. But
yeah, The Sand, that hills out well.
We got like Wild Wild West. Bone Collector even has some like dodgy kind of stuff going on. Really hard to believe it's in the same year. Very original. The plot was amazing. I'm ashamed they did the sequels, but I'm hoping the next one is going to undo all the bad stuff the other two did. I'll give it a five.
I'd love to say that I could agree with you, and I'm going to agree with you. I gave it a five as well. He's outstanding, isn't it? So, what can you do?
What can you do? Longevity, I gave it a four. I think it has aged extremely well. I just think I gave it a four. I don't know why I gave it a four. I just felt like I was giving it kind of too big a score. And I do love it. But I think I gave it a four because the last time I've seen it is because we were reviewing it.
Yeah.
And I don't put it on as often as I should do if I love it. Whereas Fight Club, which I do watch all the time, at least once or twice a year. Yeah, I gave it a four. It's great, but I don't put it on all the time.
Yeah, no, I agree. I've given it a four, mainly because I watch scenes quite a lot. I'm a big scene watcher. I'll go back and watch scenes from movies that I love, but it takes a lot for me to want to watch the whole film. And yeah. I think this falls into it. There's a lot of scenes that I enjoy from this film, but I very rarely put the whole film on. But it's still epic, so I think four is more than fair.
Solid. Cast, I gave a five. It made a global start. I know he was already big with Speed and all that, but this really did put Keanu Reeves on a whole different platform. Lawrence Fishburne, amazing. I know he was in Boys in the Hood, but didn't really know him since then. I didn't think anyone should be recast. And is it Hugo Weaving? Like Mr. Anderson, Agent Smith, he was amazing. I think they got absolutely spot on. I gave it a five.
I gave the cast a four because we didn't get Will Smith.
We didn't get
and
Will Smith.
And I have sacrificed a star to do a shit joke. I don't regret it.
Don't regret it.
I don't regret it.
And genre bonus with we put this down as action. I gave it a solid four. There's some really amazing action sequences in here, but it's not all like action. I gave it a four.
Yeah, I gave it a four as well. I mean, the action scenes are iconic. We struggled with the genre bonus for this one, full disclosure. But I think action was the way we had to go. And I think four is fair, because the scenes can still be iconic in the way that it was shot and what they do. and it changed the game for a lot of ways. So yeah, I think that's more than fair. Oh,
boom!
Did I tally everything up?
I've done it, mate. I've scrapped the notepad, and I've finally got us onto a spreadsheet.
Welcome to one.
Into 2021. Cool. So where should we start?
Start at the bottom and work our way up the list. Let's not do any guesses. Let's just reread the list and see where things fit in.
All right. So now I've scored 17 films. In 17th place, Office Space is 17. I promise you, for all those Office Space fans out there, we will try and find a film worse than Office Space.
Recommend a film to us from 1999 that's worse than Office Space.
Tell us.
We'll watch it.
Wild Wild West, which I thought would be bottom, has 18. Human Traffic and Bone Collector, 18. That's because the spreadsheet says that, and I've got 16, Wild Wild West. 14th, is that how it works? Bone Collector and Human Traffic on 23. We then got End of Days and Never Been Kissed, Joint on 27. We then got New Edition.
Ooh.
Austin Powers and The Spy Who Shagged Me with 31. Still a respectable score.
I think that's fair.
It's a respectable score. We then had The Mummy with 32. And now in triple.
I think The Mummy deserves the love. That was a good film.
I think I'm surprised The Mummy's not higher. But that was the first one we scored. Well, I reckon we might have.
Yeah, but when you see who's higher, it's not. I mean, it'd be hard to really score higher than some of the ones, isn't it?
We've then got a three-way tie.
Oh, here we go.
With a New Edition.
Oh.
Got Cruel Intentions.
Yeah.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah.
And Blair Witch Project, all on 34.
Oh, I love that.
What a trilogy of movies. A little bit of everything there. A little bit of everything. A bit of drama, a bit of teen stuff, and a horror. Well, then got Man on the Moon. He's an underdog. 35, Man on the Moon.
Love that.
That took me by surprise, that film. Then got Deep Blue Sea with 35. Well, sorry, Deep Blue Sea with 36, which at one point was leading.
Yeah.
But it has at the moment four films on top of it with two New Editions.
There's nothing it can do.
Nothing it can do. In joint third place.
Yeah.
Big Daddy.
Oh.
And Toy Story 2 with 39 points.
I'm impressed how high we actually ranked Toy Story 2.
I'm impressed how high we ranked Big Daddy, but I did love it.
It's there in the archives, people. Find out why.
And in second place, it's not just Amanda Nunes that's like shock to the system. Fight Club, 40 points. Obviously, it means we've got a new leader. And obviously, we know who it is. I was reckoning it's beating it by. You haven't got the spreadsheet, so then I quick can work it out in your head. So if I got 40 and Mates just overtaken it, what do you reckon?
Mates from like 44 or something like that.
Oh, well done. 44. We both scored it 22 out of 25.
I don't know about you. Nothing 22.
This is going to take a lot. Whereas Fight Club, I thought, there could be something coming to like beat this. 44 is a big score to topple.
You need a near on perfect film.
Oh, we haven't done that Star Wars film from 99 yet. There's no way going to change it, by the way.
Mama Jar Jar Binks.
Dun, 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 dun. We haven't done American Pie, we haven't done American Beauty. There are some, like, as you said, we're not going to cover all the films of 1999, but there are still some big hitters. There's Green Mile. We still haven't done Green Mile. We're waiting for them to come out on streaming service news to pull their fingers up. The Snow's Wings out.
Do you know what the sleeper in all this seems to be? Soundtrack.
It does.
Soundtrack, you know what I mean? It's a massive part. Maybe it's a massive part of the films or not, but it's a massive part of the scoring system.
I think that's what hurt Office Space, is we gave Office Space both a one.
And to be fair, that's what hurt Blair Witch.
That is Blair Witch.
Blair Witch, if you put 10 points on Blair Witch, for example, where does that end up? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. It's it's crazy, but I'm kind of, I think I'm with you. I think The Mummy should be a little bit higher. But apart from that, I'm kind of, I love Fight Club, but Matrix was kind of ahead of its time. I'm not surprised that Matrix has taken top spot. We'll have to see in the new year what can take it on.
Yeah, we're excited to find out some heavy hitters, but also we're trying to look for some trash as well. So as we said before, if you know some crappy 99 films that are generally easily accessible, let us know, because we'll be up to watching them. I think it'd be quite funny.
Oh, we got just trying to look at the list that I've got. Stuart Little, that sounds like trash. We've got to wait for him to come out on stuff, but like,
we'll work out where everything is. It'll be fun.
Oh, it's a Nicolas Cage movie, 8mm. I can't remember if that was trash or not.
Bowfinger. Oh.
Yeah, there's a few more we can do, but yeah.
Yeah, no, it's going to be interesting. And a little heads up, the next couple of weeks, it is happening. We're doing something special. If you don't have Spotify, it's a good time to do it, because we're releasing a two-part special. We're running down all the James Bond themes in order from worst to best. And we've got our own private scoring system that we're explaining on the show. So that's how we got the list.
We'll have a good scoring system.
Everything we do is based on scoring systems.
That's all we bloody will do.
What we do in life, everything we do is based on scoring system. Because anyway, we can be true to ourselves.
What we do in life echoes in eternity.
If you want to get involved, you can find us on social media. Where can they find us on Instagram?
We can find us at Paul and Griff Show.
And if you're bored of liking photos and want to talk, where can you find us on Twitter?
For us at Paul and Griff Show.
Oh, perfect. Right, we'll be back next week for part one of James Bond. And have a great week.
Yeah, it'll be up an ultimate show before Christmas. Have a good one, everyone. Stay safe.